Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Henry here at the podcast. How are you?
I'm done. I can't.
She's innocent. I can't say that with a straight face.
The first person to ever fight for Carol's innocence.
Yeah, no. I lost all my fan base right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Jorge still hasn't seen Tiger King. He's resisting.
Bro, I was too for the longest time, and then like I just honestly I did it for the memes. I was online and I'm like, I want to understand some of these memes. And I'm like, I watch an episode or two. Nah, I finished that in like what, a day.
Yep. Once you're in, you're in.
I'm not finished yet. I am one episode away from finishing Clone Wars.
And I respect that then. You have my respect. But when you have the time, my guy.
I'll check out an episode. I'll give it the good old one episode try.
Oh, that's what I did, and then
that's all you
hooked. It's like Joe Exotic will do things to you, not in a fun way.
I mean, I don't know what kind of stuff I want him to do to me. I mean, I still got other things to watch, so I don't know. I'll give it a try.
It's okay,
I've seen.
You're a straight man, but you don't have a meth addiction, so you should be fine.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. What's the show about? Right? It's like a crazy dude who like got eaten by a tiger.
No. It's a lot of. It's very complex, my friend.
Okay.
It is about a homosexual man who is the most flamboyant and I can't even describe it. Like when you
he's
first see him, you're
a
like
redneck.
I've never seen a gay redneck. I'll put it that way. And it's interesting.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll give it the one episode try. I mean, I got that right now.
And you're doing great work.
I got that right now. People are trying to get me to watch The Witcher. I still got people trying to get me to watch Altered Carbon. I'm like, come on, man. It's all these shows.
That is true. With all the time, you don't know what to start on.
Yeah, man.
Exactly.
Commitments. Now, the real problem is, like, when I start watching a show, I get like obsessed, so I gotta like watch the entire thing like right away.
Oh, I feel that. I did that the other day. My sister told me to watch On My Block. I watched it and I finished that in, well, I think it's three seasons, and I finished it in 2 days.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I have nothing else to do, but yeah, I was hooked.
Yeah,
that's,
no,
that's still impressive. You're doing good work.
Thank you.
Like, since I've started rewatching Clone Wars, I haven't watched any other TV show.
I respect that. Again, if it's for the good cause, I will respect it.
Right?
The only cause.
I feel like we kind of, you know, stole your intro, though. Please bring us into the pizza time.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No. She had a point. That's just how the world views right now on a certain husband murder.
Yes.
But, yeah. Welcome back to the Pizza Time podcast. I'm here with Jasmine and Jorge. Once again, to finish off our top 10 hero entrances. And as y'all have heard from the last episode, which I will have posted by tonight. Well, actually, technically speaking, before. Anyways, let's not.
Whatever,
let's not,
time is irrelevant
this
in podcasting.
Exactly.
We don't need to know.
Let's not get into the time. But y'all have seen we have had some conventional, the usual stuff, and some anime. Some,
yes, sir.
Some space cowboys, and
heck yeah,
so just a but it's all over the place. We don't discriminate what heroes are.
Exactly.
Hey man, you know you can. There's lots of different ways to describe a hero.
Damn.
Exactly, and then you know whether or not they are super. Just I guess it depends on their actions. I don't know.
Yeah, that was poetic.
Mm. Yeah, hell yeah! Put that in a quote with freaking Gandhi.
There we go. It's like a hero is like whatever.
But then you put super on it, and that's like based on their actions? Question mark.
Exactly. And then Jasmine.
Yes. Love it.
But yeah, so today we'll give you our final four plus a little more. A little bit of honorable mensch section before we get to our number one. And per usual, I will let my guest go first.
All right.
I will let Jorge start because I didn't actually prepare too many honorable mentions. I have one. I can mention one, but I'll let Jorge start since he's a little more prepared.
All right.
I was about to say, y'all want to do the honorable mentions now or right before we do our number one?
Right before number one.
There we go. All right.
Okay, that'll give me some time. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Number four on my list is V from V for Vendetta.
Oh, my Lord. I'm sorry. Now that I thought about that. Damn it, that's a good one.
That was a late entrance onto my list. Like, as I told you before, we were like compiling like a combined list. Jasmine and I were of like 40, like, you know, like introductions.
Yeah.
And like V was one of the last ones I added to my list of like 40 or whatever. And I was like, man, that's gotta be in the top 10. Like, that's gotta be in the top 10. Like, that is such a good entrance, man. He just comes in, like, saves the girl from essentially being raped. Like, beats down three just like funny looking dudes. It was fantastic. He, you know, like, his sword, you know, like, actions are great too. Like, the guy is a great, like, swordsman whatsoever. And then he gives off that speech.
My God. The voice, his voice too, is just mesmerizing.
First of all, that guy is great. Like, every single, like, mystical type movie that he's in, like, that, Lord of the Rings, The Matrix, you know, even Captain America. The guy's just great in everything.
Wait, who is it? It's him?
That's Hugo
him?
Weaving.
It is?
Yeah.
I've never even seen V for Vendetta, but he just showed me the speech. I didn't realize that was Hugo. That's crazy.
Man's got range.
He's got lots of range. But yes, no, the speech is fantastic. Honestly, one of the better entrances ever. And to be fair, what I did not know until a couple of years ago is that the V is actually a DC Comics owned property. So that's my first DC brand into my top 10.
Hell yeah.
Welcome, brother.
Yes.
Keeping right along the theme of DC, is this my first DC one?
I don't know.
I think it is, because I had, Marvel. Yeah, this is my first DC one too. We got to mention my Wonder Woman, my babe.
Oh, iconic.
So great. And so I was kind of waffling. I was like, okay, because everybody was like, oh, the Justice League entrance. But I hadn't seen Justice League yet, because I figured there wasn't much of a reason because I heard it was terrible.
You mean Batman v Superman?
No.
Oh, yes, that
wait,
one.
Oh, that
sorry.
One? Well, they called both of them terrible, and I love them both. But regardless.
Yeah, that entrance is the one you're thinking of.
But I decided instead to talk about her entrance into the trench in the Wonder Woman movie.
Oh.
Because that is just like, oh, because I mean, I saw that before I watched this entrance of her in Batman vs. Superman. And for me then, that is the first time you see her coming up with that cool kick-ass armor and her hair blowing back in the wind. And like, I love how she takes a second to like put her, her little headband on too. She's like, hold up,
I'm about to fuck shit up right now.
And then she turns her head back and she's like, I'm going out there. And then she's just, oh, it's so cool. Like, I was watching this the other day and I was like, started tearing up because I was like, this is so beautiful. And see, she's so strong and nobody can beat her down, and she's saving these people, and she's so cool, and she's just really cool, man. And that's all I got. She's fucking hot and cool and badass.
I can't disagree with those facts.
Her headpiece is supposed to have like a special power, but I forget what it is right now. Do you know what it is, Henry?
There's something like it depends. Like in the cartoon, it like if you touch it a certain way, it unlocks like her full potential or whatever, and then she can also use it like a boomerang.
Yeah, I boomerang, saw it like yes. that. Yeah,
that's the thing. I remember seeing that.
That's what I know.
Yeah, I forget what it is, but
I'm telling you, Wonder Woman, the first time I fell in love in a theater.
The first time? Wait, for this movie?
Well, it depends. The other times were crushes, like, dang, she's hot. No, this one, I'm like, I commit to you. And
sorry,
ironically, exactly, and ironically, I was with my girlfriend at the time, too, and it was awkward afterwards.
You didn't say it out loud,
she was
did
in
you?
Love with her, too.
Oh, I said it. Oh, she said, she started with the, yeah, she's hot, and I'm like, I'm in love. And she said, excuse me? I mean, I love the movie. The movie's great. Well,
the feminism is so strong.
Yeah. Female empowerment to the max, because you know I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta spin it.
Yeah, yep. No, I got I got a cup check later. Just to...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. But yeah, damn, that's a good one.
You gotta mention Wonder Woman.
Oh, it's like, spoiler alert, she's coming up. but for my number four, I'm going with it's back to that word we can't say, unconventional.
Yes.
Unconventional entrance, which it's kind of a comedy, but it's also a hero entrance. And I'm going to have to say Shrek entering in Shrek 2.
With oh my gosh, it's so good.
Like the whole squad turning up to the castle to save Princess Fiona. Oh my God.
I'm feeling it.
Let me just say,
I watched Shrek 2 every single day when I was like, I think 11. Like, there were moments when we'd be on a car ride and I'd just start reciting all of the dialogue for the like first 20 minutes of the movie. And my parents are like, shut the, what are you doing? Stop it.
I feel
they
that.
Eventually had to hide the movie from me.
It's just such a good movie.
So good.
I don't say this much. Actually, I probably do, but that's a cinematic masterpiece.
Ooh.
Indeed.
Oh my God. But my main reason is, one, all right, let's start off with the music, first of all. I Need a Hero is also on my workout tracks because of Shrek 2. Oh my, you get me on that, on the elliptical, like doing any type of cardio. Oh. It's on. It's like
it's making me want to work out just thinking about it, and like, I don't work out.
You should try it. Just put that on. You're like, oh my God, I have to save the princess. Let's fucking go. Oh my God. So that the music's just great. Secondly, everyone in the crew gets a moment. You know, first you see Gingy with his giant man's right there clobbering that door.
Just coming in like, whoa.
Oh, so and then his final moments be good. Oh, it was tearful. You see Donkey just like going in all horseman style. You see Puss in Boots kick ass with his sword and the little Latin flair in it. I'm just like, I like that.
Oh my gosh. I did not even consider. I am so ashamed.
I had to. I'm like, so once I realized, oh, we're doing some like random, like not necessarily the normal superhero stuff. I'm like, this is probably the greatest entrance of all time.
You got to get them in there.
So good.
Oh, I had to. So Shrek 2, the final battle scene with them. I just, oh.
Lord of the Rings, step aside.
It's like, I'm sorry. Avengers who?
You know, speaking of unconventional, if we ever get a chance to do a villain's entrance, you know, podcast, that could be something.
And why not? Because it's not like we have a lot going on right now.
We have a lot of requests on the docket, and you know, we got to follow a certain trend. No, it's a podcast. We talk about whatever the hell we want to.
Exactly. I don't have any executives coming out saying, "Hey, you can't talk about that."
Oh, geez, Louise.
All right. So number threes.
Number threes.
All right, my number three. And this is for all the Harry Potter people out there.
Oh, damn.
My number three is Dumbledore entering the Ministry of Magic in the fifth Harry Potter movie. Because I got to say, for all the people out there who love Harry Potter the way that, you know, I used to, when he shows up, are you guys familiar with the movies?
Yes.
Have you seen them both?
I haven't seen them in a while, but I have... Wait, no, I haven't seen the last one. I'll be honest. I have not seen the last one. The last two, technically, because they split it into two, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen those.
Okay. So, for those of you who do know, you know, like, Voldemort is, like, tearing apart the Ministry of Magic, and he's about to, like, give the final KO to Harry, you know, and this whole, like, five, you know, movie series, everyone's, like, afraid to say his name, you know, like, Voldemort. And then Dumbledore shows up in the Ministry of Magic at the last second. And not only does he address Dude by his actual name, which everyone's afraid to, you know, say his name, but he calls him by his, like, government name. He's like, get out of
Tom
here, Tom.
Tom Riddle.
Hey, Tom. Not Tom.
Yeah.
It's like, don't say his name. Oh, you mean Tom, bro? Tom? Tom?
You're not fearful?
You're scared of Tom Riddle. sounds like a damn accountant. Shut up.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. But yeah, so Dumbledore shows up, throws Harry out of the way, and proceeds to, you know, kind of like fight the big bad. And honestly, when you hype up a big bad for like five like movies in a row, or at this point five books in a row, and then the first time you get to see him fight is against the other guy who is, you're told, is like the most powerful wizard in the world, it's kind of a badass moment. It's a badass moment. If you're invested in the series, if you're invested in the story, like, that's one of those moments where you're like, oh shit, it's about to go down. So for me, Harry Potter fan, Dumbledore showing up in the Ministry of Magic, number three, hands down. Hands down.
Feel ya.
Gotta be top three.
I was not expecting that from you.
I respect that.
I respect you.
It's like Dumbledore handing his ass to Tom.
And he won too, you know. Props, old man. He's like 150 years old, shows up.
Yeah,
like, he can barely work.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of Yoda Palpatine right there in Star Wars.
True. I gotta say, just, you know, like, spoiler alert, that was one of my honorable mentions.
So, oh, bro, see?
Well, wait a minute. Spoil it. That's a lot, man. Yoda. So number three for me, moving into, gosh, I don't know, is this, you'll have to tell me, I forget what world it's from. I think it's Marvel, right? Yeah, it's Marvel. Got my boy Blade.
Oh my god.
Entrance to the Blade movie, Mr. Wesley Snipes. See, it's That's so good.
Fantastic.
Like, you start off the movie and it's just like the most iconic 90s scene, trashy club. Everybody's dressed just with
all the leather.
No 90s gear. 90s gear everywhere. And everybody's like, you know, it's blood from the ceiling and it's so underground and so, you know, and then everybody stops and nobody's talking. And you're like, oh, hundreds, literally all these hundreds of people in this club that are killing and eating people are now scared, bathing in blood. Oh, yeah, they're scared because they know who Wesley Snipes is and they know he's going to obliterate them all.
My favorite tax evader of all time.
Exactly. He just comes in and he's just killing them. And there's bad effects on them dying, but it doesn't matter. He obliterates them. And then he just, like, has moments to just do a quick little, like, sly look at the camera, too. Like, he's like, oh, I'm not going to murder these people. And then also give you, like, that, yeah, look. Like, he's too cool. He's too cool. And he comes out with, like, no blood on him somehow. Because I guess they, like, disintegrate. But yeah, it's just, you can't beat that. And the music's great, and he's just killing everybody, and it's beautiful.
And he does it all with shades on.
With shades.
The whole time. Never takes the shades off.
In limited lighting. In a dark environment with shades on.
With leather pants, mind you.
And a cape.
Yeah, an unnecessary
cape.
Of a coat. Really unnecessary, but is it unnecessary? Probably restricts his movement, even. A lot.
But God, if he doesn't look badass doing it.
He looks so cool, man. So cool.
Oh, I love it. Oh my God, that one's good.
It is good. I actually stole that one from Jorge, I'm not gonna lie.
You stole at least like five of mine.
Hey, we don't need to get into that. I'll give you Blade. I'll tell you I stole that one.
I gave you all the cool ones.
It's like, let's not get into details of this.
Hey, come on now. Come on.
No, all right. Well, for my number three, I also have the one superhero I fell in love with, Wonder Woman entering for the first time in Batman vs. Superman.
Yep.
See, I knew it'd be on your list. That's why I didn't pick it.
Yeah, being nice.
It had to. Remember, I love this woman. I mean, I love that movie.
Always best movie ever.
Yeah, anyways, but oh, I have to. I just remember that moment in the movie, in the theater too. I went the first day, and you know, in the theater, people don't, they afterwards, they think about the movie. I'll be real. Everyone was cheering during this, the whole time during this movie. Like when Batman or Superman showed up, they were hyped. Lord knows I was. And the second you just hear I just remember seeing Doomsday about to like blast this man. I'm like, oh, Superman's going to show up or some shit. No, I hear the, I see the little explosion. I'm like, oh, it's Superman. No, I hear that kick-ass guitar riff. And then I'm just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's her. And then I fangirled. Like, I even did the little holy shit thing with my hands, if y'all know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Where you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I started waving them like a little girl at a like NSYNC concert. That's so dated, but you know what I mean.
Or a 35-year-old woman at an
NSYNC
concert.
There we go. All right. Oh, there we go. A teenager at a One Direction concert. There we go. That's more kind of recent.
That even might be dated.
Good God, I'm old. Anyways.
Yeah. I don't know who the boys are these days.
I don't either. Who's the band of these days?
Is there a band of these days?
There has to be, right?
I think K-pop.
The kids are into K-pop.
Yes. And I was about to say NTB, but no, that was a tire company I worked for. I forget their name, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Those guys.
Yes.
Oh, but yes, I fangirled. I remember saying, no way she's going to, because I thought she was just going to be walking around in the next like Justice League movie. No, my girl came in and said, bitch, I've killed things before. Let's do this.
Exactly.
Oh my god! I remember the theater cheered. Some lady was like, "Yas, queen," and I was I couldn't say that, but this lady in the theater said, "Yas, queen."
You can say it. It was a little tepid, but with a little work, I think you could do a Yas, queen.
I'll have to work on it, but I still remember that moment, and it was wonderful.
You asked for the Trinity; they gave you the Trinity.
Oh my god! Oh, when they all posed together, like that one, like shot. I can't say the thought.
Is she with you? I thought she was with you.
And then I just yelled, she's with me!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It was just great. So, for me, I love that. And it also has more of a significant meaning besides, you know, me being just a fanboy. It was the first time Wonder Woman, like, legitimately made a move in the movie world, you know?
Yeah. There
hasn't been any live action of her. There hasn't been.
Nope.
It's always the big boys. It's Batman, Superman.
Yeah, no, it is. It was her first big moment, you know, because I mean, you have all the animated stuff, and she's awesome in that, obviously. But live action wise, you have your TV show, but I don't think we can count that.
No, not at all.
They haven't even put her in any of like the live action like Arrowverse shows.
No.
Nope. So
yeah, fail.
She said, "Fuck y'all, my entrance gonna be bitching." I just stopped like a super ray from killing like your hero. And I'm just like, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for that. You are a great woman.
Mary, I mean, I love you. I mean, you're doing great.
Good job. You're a strong, independent woman.
Strong, independent. You don't need no man. But I mean, if you do.
I'm
ready. So I'll do anything. Anyways, that's my number three. Before I get any weirder.
Ooh,
oh, geez, Louise.
Number two. Oh, man. Oh, okay. Number two. So, have you got? I know you have, Jasmine, but Henry, have you seen the Avatar shows?
Yes.
Have you seen both Avatar and The Legend of Korra?
No, I haven't seen Legend of Korra. Okay. All I know from The Legend of Korra, because my cousin started watching, me and him were here, he was the biggest fan, but he's like, and I guess because this was the beginning of it, he's like, I can't get into this, man. But you know, so I didn't try watching it.
You know, I had a hard time getting into Korra at first, but I ended up really like falling in love with the show. I think it just took some time for me to do it because I kind of like painstakingly got through it because first, like, I feel like the first like six or seven episodes of season one are kind of rough. But my number two moment on my list comes from the season finale of season one of Korra. This moment was incredible as far as I was concerned. Easily one of the best moments I've ever seen was because I love these Avatar shows so much. But you know, like Aang, you know, does not show up at all in the Korra like show until like this last episode of the first season. And they're kind of like building up to it the whole time because you know during his show, like the past Avatar Roku would show up a lot in his show, like talking to him, giving him advice and stuff. And so you're just waiting for Aang to show up. And when he does show up, at this point in time, you know, spoilers, I'm sorry to give this away here, but you know, Korra has her powers taken away and she has no idea how she's ever going to be the Avatar again. And when she's just sitting here on like this ice cliff, just like sitting, like staring into the ocean, trying to figure out what the hell she's going to do next, Aang shows up and tells her that she's never going to be alone and that all the past Avatars will always be with her. And they all show up behind him and then he like restores her powers.
Oh, that's lit.
And I was like, oh my God. Because, yeah, and the music in that show is phenomenal, but the music in this moment was great. And so, like, Aang just shows up. He's just like, hey, I'm here. Don't worry. We got your back, and you'll always be an avatar. And just like, oh, it was just, I lost my damn mind. I'm not going to lie.
So, what you're saying is, this is what Star Wars should have done. At the end of the, I'm just saying, this sounds like, yo. J.J. Abrams, you clearly didn't watch Avatar, because that's what should have been done.
Oh my God, I have so many feelings about The Rise of Skywalker.
That's a whole other episode, but
that's other episode.
I like that. I remember the last time I watched Avatar was a minute ago, but the final, like the big final battle between like where Avatar or Avatar, where Aang went fucking off.
Yes, that actually almost made my list. That was like in my last couple that I was weeding out was when he shows up at the very end, you know, to face the Fire Lord, because he had like disappeared for a couple episodes before that. But, you know, had to scratch that one off. But yeah, no, Aang showing up.
Wow, you're just sneaking in all these honorable mentions, aren't you,
Dick? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So, yes, Aang showing up to restore Korra, number two.
I respect that and I like it.
That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope.
All right. My good friend Hasmin.
Number two, I decided to kind of go a little off the beaten path here. I showed Jorge this one, and he had never heard of this movie, although I think it's fairly popular.
Oh, yeah. It's popular.
Henry, I'm sure you have seen the movie Kick-Ass, yes?
Oh, I love that movie.
So I was just like, God, doesn't Hit Girl like have this crazy cool entrance? So I rewatched it, and I was like, that's dope.
Oh, where she murders a bunch of people?
Brutally, like Deadpool style, murders these men. Just like the hooker who wasn't even doing anything wrong, stabs her through the wall.
Yeah,
like just brutal. And she drops the C bomb, which I'm like, 14-year-old girl, first thing she says is the C bomb, dropping it. I'm just like, yes, yes, please. And I won't say it because I don't want to offend your viewers, but we
of
all
course.
Know what it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna lie, cheese. That's. Whoa, I thought you said you weren't going to say it.
I'm so sorry.
Fetna.
But no, she comes in, and it's just like, she's a total badass. She kills all these guys, and she's a kid. And her wig isn't even that good. But it
not
doesn't
at all.
Matter.
And it stays on the whole time.
Somehow, they glued that to her head, and it stays on. And it's just like, and then, you know, at the very end, of course, she almost gets that guy coming right behind her, and then you get Nicolas Cage. And so it's just like a cherry on top.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. The music's right, like really bumping too. It's like, it's like really fun. She's murdering all these people, chopping their heads off, chopping their legs off. And
oh, it's great.
Oh, so good.
It's like a 12-year-old committing mass murder. You love it.
Yeah. I have to love that every time.
See, this is why I love y'all on the show. Y'all gave me unconventional ones while I have the most conventional ass picks.
Hey, man.
We just didn't want to have any overlapping.
To the table here.
Well, that's good.
You know? Because
my number two is Thor entering in Infinity War. And was it Infinity War? Yeah.
Yep.
It was the final, like, oh, we're all going to die. Because they're just swarming us. I still remember that scene. I'm like, oh, damn, it's looking bad. I'm like, I wonder if Thor ever did anything. And right when I thought that, you just see the lightning or the rainbow bridge or whatever. I forget what it's called, man.
The Bifrost.
The Bifrost. Yes, out of nowhere. Just like, thank you. It's like, you could take away my nerd card. But
my nerd Wikipedia game is strong.
We have to have a game night of that then. See who has the best knowledge. But yeah, the Bifrost out of nowhere, and you just see the lightning come out, and then the hammer just boomeranging all over the place, and you're just like, oh, buddy, it's about to go down.
And the music, that the music is always key, man. You just feel it.
Oh, and if you want to talk about like, oh, the superhero entered, this man literally grabbed the hammer back, stepped in, literally paused on the battlefield and said, what's up, bitches? I'm here.
Literally.
Like, it was like a 5-second pause to watch them pose. And I'm like, I respect this. I respect this so much.
the bad guys are like, no, let him have his photo.
Let him. Oh my God. Even we can't stop that. Holy shit. He's beautiful.
Oh, I think when he said, bring me Thanos, I about lost my mind.
I got the chills, bro. I got the chills. I see them running, and then I just, the like baritone voice he has is a, bring me Thanos. I'm like, ah! I melt at your feet, sir.
Get the fangirl hands going again.
Yeah, I do that too much for a straight man. But anyways, yeah, it's just, that was incredible. I remember the theater cheering, like, you know, going crazy. So
good.
Oh, that's my number two.
All right. Honorable mention time.
Let's go.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Who's going first? Am I going first?
You're going first. You have a list.
I do have a list.
You do have a list.
So I got to pull in the Star Wars ones because I missed on not bringing them in. So my first honorable mention is Han and Chewie showing up on the Millennium Falcon in The Force Awakens.
Oh, buddy.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Because you know what? It's one of those times where, like, you know, I was talking in the last episode about, like, how, like, in Dragon Ball Z, you can kind of, like, see moments coming. And then, it's not always as good. But when they just show up out of nowhere, it can always just hit you a little bit harder. And so, like, I knew that Han was going to be in the movie, but I didn't know when he would show up. And that was just a really great moment for them to show up in the movie. You know, like, that caught me off guard. I was just like, and then they say, like, oh, we're home. And I was just like, oh, it's so nice to have Star Wars back.
The tear in my eye. I was like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm not fine. Oh, my God, I'm not fine.
But yes, you know, like, because, like, you know, especially for the older generations, the ones who watched this in the 80s, like, they waited 30 years to see Harrison Ford and Chewbacca back in a new Star Wars movie. It felt like a good moment for them, you know?
They waited through so much.
They waited through a lot of Jar Jar, and they got Harrison Ford, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was definitely a good moment. Not as good, I would say, as my other Star Wars moment, which I'm just going to do two really quick. I'm sorry.
Go for it, man.
But I loved when Mace Windu showed up in Attack of the Clones, which is probably one of my only favorite parts of that movie, when he just shows up and he looks over at Count Dooku after pointing the lightsaber over at Jango Fett, and he's like, party's over. And then the whole, like, arena is just surrounded nothing but Jedi. And I was just like, this is pretty badass. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I remember that when I was a kid too. I remember yelling, "Oh, that's not!" I didn't say squad. I think I said, "That's the click." And I'm like, oh. I didn't say. I was like, "Look, I felt mad." Now I think about it, mad cheesy, but I was like, "The click is here. What up?"
Oh, that's adorable.
It was, but oh, I still remember that was awesome.
But yeah, those are two of my honorable mentions I have here.
All right. Any more?
Oh, I got more. I was trying to save the spotlight for some other people.
No. We're doing like minimum five, my guy. Because I know there's too many entrances in this that I wish I could have said, but you know.
Okay, so I'll give you three more really quick. I got. Okay, so I also have. I loved the entrance that Iron Man had in Infinity War. Where he just, like, he tells, like, Bruce Banner kind of, like, to step to the side. He's like, oh, okay, you're not going to show up with the Hulk. Okay, no big deal. You know,
you're embarrassing me in front of the wizards.
Exactly. And then he just pulls out the nano suit, which I was not expecting a nano suit. But that thing was pretty fucking awesome. I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie. That was a pretty cool moment. And then also in the first Avengers movie, when the Hulk shows up in New York.
Stealing mine.
Oh, sorry.
That I stole from you originally.
Yes. You want to know my secret, Cap?
I'm always angry.
You know, it's kind of a cheesy moment, but I honestly don't care. It was perfect. Then he just, like, smashes the alien, you know, like, giant, like, what would you even call that thing?
It's like a space worm.
Space worm thing. I don't, you know, something like that.
But my fifth honorable mention, and I got to say, this should have made my list, but I honestly left it off my list because I thought that you were going to put it on your list, Henry. So I'm kind of disappointed right now.
Okay.
How do you know it's not number one?
I who knows? I'm actually curious too now.
Nightcrawler in X-Men 2.
I am also disappointed in myself. Oh my god.
I thought for sure you, because when we talked about this episode, you told me you had, you know, like thought about that one scene. So I was like, oh, he'll definitely put that on his top 10. I shouldn't steal that from him.
You, oh my god. I think watching that entrance too was one of the reasons I made that. I'm like, you know what? I want to make a list of this crap. Oh, damn. I'm disappointed in myself. Shit.
Yeah, I showed Jasmine the video, and she was just like, who is this? I was like, that is Nightcrawler. This man is vicious.
Oh, he was. Oh, my God. What, yeah. They underused him in that whole movie, but besides his entrance.
Yes. Yes. So those are some of the auto mentions I have. Jasmine, you have the floor.
Oh, geez. See, I don't have all of these. I'll give you what I got. So on my original sheet, I also had possibly a King Kong entrance, because King Kong's like the ultimate anti-hero, right? He protects the jungle. And yes. When he yes. shows up for the first time, especially in the newer movies, which aren't as good, but he's just giant. Like yes. when I first saw him in Kong Skull Island, I'm like, oh, they made him big. Oh shit. He's huge.
Big enough to take on Godzilla.
You gotta make him a little bigger. Every single time Kong shows up for the first time, it's just like, oh my gosh, he's giant, he's terrifying. But he is a hero, and those humans shouldn't have been messing with him in the first place. They shouldn't have taken him to New York, and then he dies? That's horrible. And Kong he should not have died. He is a true American hero, and I hope he kills more people.
Did not know that was your stance, but I respect it.
He is, man. He's just trying to rule his jungle, man. And all these humans come and start messing with him and throwing shit at him. I'd be pissed too.
Like Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah. And then just crushes the man.
Yeah. He deserved it. Okay, he's been in enough movies.
I mean, valid point.
And then my other honorable mention, which I took this one off because I was like, that's kind of stretching it a little too hard, Jasmine, was Wesley in The Princess Bride. When he reveals himself as being Wesley and not actually the Dread Pirate Roberts. And, you know, he has this whole moment up on the top of the hill where he's like really grilling her like, oh, yeah, you really loved this guy. I remember your poor farmer boy. Well, it seems like you didn't love him that much since you moved on so quickly and you're getting married. And then, you know, she says, oh, I hope you rot and burn in a million pieces. And she pushes him down in the hill and he says, as you wish. And she's like, oh, my poor Wesley. And then they kiss at the bottom of the hill and it's like a great reveal. Because the first time you watch it, you don't know that that's Wesley. You think that that's the Dread Pirate Roberts.
You see, I haven't seen this movie in years. I just remember Andre the Giant was in this. Is that one it? That one's in
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
This is true.
I also have only seen this movie once, and I haven't seen it in like 10 years, so it's okay. not fresh
for
me either.
We're going to fix that.
My name is Diego Montoya.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
There we go. So I have a few memories of it. I remember that and Andre the Giant for some reason. Well, it's Andre the Giant.
You don't forget him.
You don't. All right.
Was he part of the WWF?
Technically, yes.
Yes, in the 80s.
Yeah. Good old times. I could have a whole episode mentions. About wrestling. Jesus. You sure you don't have any more?
I mean, let me look through Jorge's started ones.
I have. Well, you know, to be fair, I had like three that like weren't like entrances, but they were kind of like transformations. You know what I'm saying? So like, they became something bigger in that moment. So they didn't enter the movie or enter
the
scene.
I guess nobody's
they changed.
Nobody's mentioned Spider-Man coming into Civil War yet.
Oh, no, we didn't.
I was considering it, but I didn't find the entrance that spectacular.
No, I mean, it's fun because you're like, oh, it's Peter Parker and he's here. And oh, he's so funny and he's so him. But it's not like a spectacular entrance, no.
And they kind of gave it away in the commercials, you know what I mean? Or in the advertisements, I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it's not like Wonder Woman. Like, you knew he was going to show up.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much his entrance into the movie, it was his entrance into the MCU that there got people excited.
Yes, like, he's here now.
Now we can use Spider-Man in these movies, and that was the cool idea.
Yeah.
Totally. But no, I mean, I don't want to overdo it. I don't need to mention folks who don't deserve to be mentioned.
Damn.
I had at least five more, but I'm not going to make this a 2-hour long podcast. So, you know,
you have a valid point. I had so many, it was disrespectful, but I have to think of a few. I'm like, you know what, this, I also thought about, like, how did it impact me growing up? And you're like,
there.
So
exactly.
Yeah. Like for me, this next one, this honorable mention out of left field, but I still remember like being a kid and be like, oh, it's lit. Spy Kids 3D. Nice. When my boy Junie says call in everybody, I'm like, who that? Oh my god, they literally brought in everybody. I still remember that. Like, you see my homeboy Floop pull in, and then my man with like the four heads, Machete, shows up out of nowhere. Oh my god. Gosh. As a kid, I'm like, oh, this was my Avengers Endgame. That was my entrance. It's like everybody showed up.
Oh my gosh. All those lovable Spy Kids characters.
Exactly. I still remember that. Well, I was watching in 3D. I'm like, oh my god. Oh wow. They're about to kick ass. And they were fighting virtual giant robots that like had the, it was, looking back at it, it was probably the worst CGI of all time. But
RIP to 3D movies.
Yeah, no, they hurt my heads now.
Can't do it, man.
No.
Oh, but so that's one. My other one would have to be Yoda versus the Emperor.
Oh yes. My god.
This man walked in casual like, and these two is like, I saw the meme about it too. It's like, you train all your life to protect the Emperor just for a man to wave his hands and just knock you out. It's like, they are supposed to be the elite guard. Yoda walks in, is like, just waves his hand, says move, and they're out.
And we're done.
It's like they got a chance to look cool for half a second by pulling out their weapons, but then Yoda said, swerve. It's like, my business ain't with you. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
And then it's just his little taunts the whole time. It again, it's just epic. And the music behind it, them starting off, it's the, if so powerful you are, why leave? He said, bitch, try me. Oh my god. So I have to add that one in there. That was just incredible.
No, I love that.
Hell yeah, man.
I actually, I just rewatched that scene just last night. Just full disclosure.
Oh gosh.
Full disclosure.
I was just thinking of, looking at my list, and I was thinking of pirates again. Like when, what's that Jamaican lady's name? When she gets all like crazy.
Oh, Calypso.
And, like, the ship.
Calypso.
Jasmine, why'd you take one of mine away?
Was that really
it was going to be my final honorable mention.
Oh, well, just take it now. Well, take it now.
No. Actually, it was. I don't remember if that was the one where all of them were like hoist the colors and then like all of them like go into battle.
That came after that.
That came after. That was when she like attacked the ship. Like she came like out of the freaking sea and stuff. It was nutty.
Yeah, there we go.
Exactly.
That was one of my honorable mentions because you're like, oh snap, all these pirates are about to get murked, and they're like, nah,
just
fam,
messed up.
let's put these flags. We're having our final stand right now. This is our moment. And then you see all the pirates like put their flags up, and I'm like,
oh.
And dude. Then you see the Black Pearl, and I'm like, ah, I wanted to cry.
Gosh, what a good original movie. That's so just good.
Great.
Right when we needed it the most.
And now that Johnny Depp's got his like reputation back, maybe we'll get another one.
Fingers crossed, please. Pirate 7.
Hey, like, Pirate 6. Come on now.
If the Fast and the Furious could get 10, I'm pretty sure we can get a few more.
Oh,
get him started on the Fast and the Furious, please.
I'm surprised Jorge didn't put one of those in here. I mean, they have some kick-ass entrances.
They're thieves.
You know what? I drew the line there. I drew the line. I told myself there were certain places I wouldn't go. There's actually a couple other ones that I wanted to add in here, but like I said before, I thought they were like more like transformations, so I couldn't put them in there because I wanted to add the Matrix into here somehow, but I couldn't do it. So,
oh, that actually would have been dope too. See, for me,
yeah, missed opportunity. Good job, bud.
Sorry.
All right, so for my final honorable mensch, I will have to give it to my boy Optimus Prime.
Okay.
I feel you.
I mean, you don't even have to watch the movies. Just look up any speech that Optimus Prime says, and you are ready to go fight in a war you didn't know existed. anytime he enters, it's like, I'm putting all of Optimus's entrances, because he doesn't show up just like, hey, I'm here to fight. He drops in out of nowhere and says, all right, it's 3-on-1. Fight me, bitches. What's up? They call me Prime for a reason. What up? Oh, I have wings now and a sword. What's up? Final one, I'm riding a dinosaur. Fight me.
What?
Yes.
And you thought Fast and the Furious got out of control.
There is a point where Optimus Prime comes into battle riding on a mechanical T-Rex.
No. What does a T-Rex look like as a car?
It's just a robot T-Rex, and it looks crazy. What? He comes in riding in that, and he says, Autobots. I'm like, oh my god. Okay. We're doing this now. So,
oh my god.
Anytime Optimus Prime enters, you know, it's like every like Decepticon's like, shit.
Oh my gosh.
He's about to go like Super Saiyan and just take on all of us at once.
So here's the real question, Henry. Did you watch Beast Wars when you were growing up?
A little bit. Wait, was it the cartoon?
I'm
thinking about the cartoon.
Yes.
Yes. Then I watched some of it. I wasn't like really into it, but I watched it when it came on.
Oh man, they had it on Netflix a couple of years back, and I like rewatched it all the way through. Man, that show was great. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't remember this happening. Was this we were still living together?
This is before your time.
So I think you mean a handful of years ago, sir.
I said many years ago.
He said it mysteriously and ominously too, as if it was a dark time.
And I'm like, I feel like I would remember you binge watching some old cartoon, but who knows?
But yes, those were the honorable mentions. And I like mine because all those were the I'm about to go into battle and I'm going to die for whatever this cause is. I'm 10 years old, by the way.
You know what? Is it since we're going to our number ones right now?
All right.
Is it safe to assume that yours came out of the out of an Avengers movie?
Yes.
OK, mine did, too. So I'm actually going to just let you I'm gonna let you have that one.
All right. Well, I guess for me, it's the most obvious one, but
it is the most obvious one.
I mean, it hasn't been done before. You dream about those moments in movies, but it's rarely done. I think they did it kind of in Ready Player One with that big final battle.
Yes.
But it's this one. It's the, oh my God, this is legit. Shit's about to hit the fan.
So, oh man, there is no other like one to put as number one though. You know, I want to like say like, oh, I got some other like good one I can throw in there. There really isn't. I feel like everything else is a distant second to this one.
Yeah, and that's coming from me. I'm a DC fan. I was like, come on, let me do something. Just fucking do something. No,
the amount of like star power alone, like the amount of money to get all of those people onto the same freaking set, like what?
Clever contractual obligations. Thank you, Marvel lawyers, for getting this done.
It's like, I agree with that. But, oh, if you want to look at... So, you know how I said Shrek was in my top four? If you look up the Avengers Endgame Final Battle with the soundtrack of Shrek 2, I cried. I legitimately cried. It goes in perfectly.
That's the real number one.
Oh my god, if I could recommend anything to any of my listeners ever, it is go on YouTube. I don't know who made it, I forgot, but it's the Avengers Endgame, just everyone showing up out of the portals, and you just hear, I need a hero in the background, and I cried.
On the flip side, have you seen the YouTube videos they've made where it's like Avengers Endgame, but like, but everyone else?
Oh my! John Wick enters as it comes out of the portal.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
Oh my god, they brought out everybody for those. But yeah, obviously number one, Avengers Endgame. You know,
see, and everyone. I knew that was going to be talked about, so I had put a different number one. I mean, obviously, Avengers Endgame is the number one.
Yeah.
But I guess I could call this one my other honorable mention or number two. No. It's a really good entrance.
We'll put that your number one. Let's see. I want to hear it. Let's see what it is.
And I stole this one from Jorge, so I've got to mention it.
Damn sure.
the genie in Aladdin coming out of that lamp. Coming out. You want to talk about an entrance. This bitch been sitting in a lamp planning this event for hundreds of years. Okay? There were no tickets available. There's no pay-per-view. This is a show. And you got choreography. You got characters. You got a whole story. You got exposition. You got funny voices. You got an entire crowd of dancers. And they're all him.
And this is all true. Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's just been sitting in his lamp. Rehearsing this, preparing for the moment when he would get to come out and tell somebody what a great friend he is.
The best song ever.
I'm not even gonna lie, I have that on my on my playlist. Just, I have like a bunch of random. I have random songs, but I strictly remember saying I need to have this song.
It needs to be on the workout playlist. I hope.
Oh, my cardio is just great when I'm happy when I'm working out. So you're goddamn right. I have a good friend.
Can your friends do this and you like accidentally hop off the treadmill?
I try to do that little skip move he does, but and then I just fall.
Yep, exactly. I guess, yes, Genie was definitely at the top of my list. I didn't put on Endgame because I just knew everybody else was going to pick it because, duh.
Well, clearly, yeah. That's why I'm like, again, that's why I love having y'all. Y'all made this list very diverse and it was awesome.
Yes.
Oh, well.
We couldn't leave anything out, I don't think.
I mean, I left a few things out, but it had to be done. You know, you couldn't put everything in there.
No,
couldn't put everything there. We had a list of 40 entrances. It was a lot.
Gosh.
It was a lot.
And, like, inside of the Endgame entrance, then you have the lady moment, and that's so cool.
The A-Force.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit, too. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, shit. I just remember I was like, oh, okay, that's there's Captain Marvel. And then she's like, she's got help. And I'm like, oh, bitch, it's going down.
See, I didn't know at that moment that there was actually an A-Force comic. And that's what they were giving the nod to.
Yeah.
So I thought that was just like a random moment that they just like decided to throw in. But that was like an actual like comic series that ran was like the A-Force. And I was like, oh, right? Okay.
They were just like, hey, we want to remind you that we have put a lot of female characters into these shows.
Yeah. It's the all right. I remember they did some like they had Beyonce's what's it called assemble? I forget the song, but they put that behind them entering.
Come on, ladies, now let's get information.
Yes, that one. They put that behind that scene, and I'm like, yo, this actually slaps.
This should have been your music video. Just saying, Beyonce.
Definitely, just random heroes about to kick ass. Yes, my boy Peter Parker looking helplessly on.
Like, damn, look at these hot ladies.
It's like I can't move right now.
Oh gosh.
Oh, but that was an awesome moment too, yeah. That's true.
Just all those little portals, man. All those little spinning discs. And you're like, well, I guess they should defeat him now, right? With all of these people.
Hopefully. Thanos still had a massive army behind him. Actually, they were still outnumbered as far as I was concerned.
Oh, yeah. And then we realized they had a whole other ship coming in until Captain Marvel was like, fuck y'all, and just crashed it.
Truth.
Like, they were getting MVP, blasted.
Yeah, they were getting worked until she showed up. The ultimate ship killer.
Yeah. And then they
Look, I come in, I destroy ships, and I leave.
It's like, I was about, by the way, the fact that she was like really close to like beating the shit out of Thanos too. It was hilarious. I still remember oh, he looks scared.
You know, you say that, but Scarlet Witch, she should have had him first, you know?
Until he pulled the suicide bomb of his own people. He's like, yeah, kill us all.
Yeah, she was sitting there essentially, you know, having that Kanye moment. She's like, I'll let you have this one, but you know, I actually had the better performance here.
I'm gonna let you finish. but let's not forget, I broke his sword with my magic.
This is true. Gosh, I can't wait for these shows to come out 2 years from now.
Oh, God. Oh man. That's still mad depressing.
Remember how we were supposed to have Black Widow?
That still wouldn't be out yet, technically speaking.
I think Wonder Woman would be out this month, too. Or June. The end of it. Or
June
next
was
month.
What they were saying.
So all this would have been next month.
Yeah. R.I.P.
If anything, well, I'm also sad. The NBA playoffs were supposed to start.
Man, I should have already been done. I should be done with March Madness by now. Yeah, man.
That's a whole other topic.
It's a whole other thing, man.
Yep. But anyways, yes, I think those the final. Clearly, I can't think of another entrance that beats it.
No.
One, you thought you lost all your heroes and out of nowhere, oh, what's up? And then literally all of them have a moment, you know?
Oh, yeah. That, like, how do you squeeze that in?
I think that's
very slow camera movements.
And honestly, they could have made that fight longer.
They probably could have. I would have been down. Like, make it 30. Make it most of the movie.
No, man. Right. I was saying that at the very end. I was like, you could have easily added another 10 or 15 minutes onto that. Because you could have added so many more scenes. Like, I would have loved to have seen, like, you know, Groot and, like, Rocket have, like, their moment where they reconnect. Or when Bucky shows up and sees, you know, Cap again. I mean, you could have done a lot more with it.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like if they did too much more, then like they wouldn't have had any room to improve in future like Avengers movies. You know what I mean? Because then you would have been like, oh, well, this is an Endgame, so. Which they already have that problem, but.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. I don't know how they're ever going to live up to that again.
It's a real thing. But honestly, my favorite part of like that scene was watching Cap and like Iron Man and Thor like react to all of them like showing up. Because it was like them just like acknowledging like, oh shit, we actually did it. We actually pulled this off.
Pretty much. Oh no, I have to say, I think the best part was the hammer lift.
Oh, well, that came before though, didn't it?
I know, yeah, but you out of nowhere, you're like, okay, it looks like they're going to have to do this single-handedly. And then my man's like, oh shit, he just beat the hell out of Thor, the one guy we thought was like going to kill him. Or that had killed him.
Truth.
And then you see that hammer lift. I'm like, oh, Thor's about to, like, backhand this man. And I'm like, ah, it's not Chris. It's the other Chris.
Oh, jeez.
I was watching this, like, the first time I saw that, I was, like, in a room by myself. And I actually, like, looked around, even though I knew no one else was in the room, to kind of see if anybody else saw the moment. But I knew I was alone when it happened. And I was just like, oh, my God, that's amazing. But
see, I was in a theater, and there were cheers, bro. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it was dope in the theater. See, Jorge here couldn't wait, and Jorge watched it, a bootleg copy of it before it came out.
I did.
And I was like, I'm not going to watch that bootleg copy. I'm going to go to the theater.
Of course.
Once I knew that some Russian dude put it online, I had to see it. It had to be done.
Russian dudes tempt you. What can you say? They get me online.
Oh, my.
Want some of that good bootleg content? Come on.
Oh, you got a point. I just go to the flea market to get mine.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was crazy in the theaters. I was with my friend Jordan, and I just, like, looked at her. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, straight
up. We, like, started clinching each other. We're like, are you kidding me? And then we started crying. And it was great.
Like, I think I will always remember this as, like, one of the funniest moments, too, is me and my friend, he's Hindu, was next to me. He said, oh, my gods. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh. Well, oh, my gods. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But besides the point.
All right, you polytheistic dude.
It's like, same, but I mean, with only one. But, yeah, same.
Oh, that's funny.
I guess yours holds more value as there are many gods.
So I respect that, buddy, because same, bro. Oh, I still remember that, though. We were there, and I'm just like, I think I said, holy shit, and he said, oh, my gods. I'm like, ah.
I love that.
To this day, one of the greatest lines. But, yeah, so clearly that had to be number one in everyone's list. And also the Disney entrances. I think if we had like an actual like Disney movie entrances, the genie would be one of the, if not maybe the top entrance too.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Now what would be great is if the genie showed up to the endgame battle and just started getting up to shenanigans.
I mean, if you think about it, Marvel is owned by Disney. Distracting
Thanos with a lady.
Oh my god, doing a belly dance?
Yes. Okay, somebody out there edit that. Edit that in for me, please.
I feel like it's been done somewhere. It just has to be found.
Don't worry, all the shenanigans you want will come with Deadpool soon.
That's also true.
Oh my gosh. Gosh, I'm so excited for Deadpool. I hope they don't mess it up.
I don't either. I'm the same.
I don't think Jorge's even watched Deadpool 2 yet.
What?
Jorge hasn't watched Deadpool 2 yet.
It's like, you're about to lose the Jorge. I'm just got to call you George. What's up, bro?
I don't have a good excuse here. There's no good excuse here.
All right, George. All right.
I have seen the first one.
But not the second. You haven't seen X-Force. Cool.
No, bro. I have not.
All right.
Sorry to shame you on national podcast television.
No. He deserves the shame.
I can say that I did watch a great movie the other night, Wonder Woman Bloodlines. That was fantastic.
That was a good movie, too.
Oh, now you're trying to save it. Okay.
He saved it. He got the Jorge back.
Hey, I'm trying to get Jasmine to watch that with me tonight. So, you know, Bloodlines.
I will.
Those DC animated movies are just something else, too. I had some of those on my honorable mentions, too, but I'm like, oh, let's keep it a little more mainstream.
I almost threw some of them on there, but I actually I thought to myself that the list was big enough. So I was like, nah, I just gotta cut it off here. I cut it off here.
Yeah. But there we go, ladies, gentlemen, and other people listening to us today. We have listed our top 10. Well, technically 14, 15, if we don't count the honorable mentions. entrances of our opinion of all time. And we want y'all to tell us which one's your favorite. Go on my Instagram, go on Jorge's Instagram, Jasmine's. I don't know if y'all want to do that too, but just let us know what your favorite is. I'm going to post this. I'm going to try to have like a poll, see what y'all think is the best one.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to take a book out of my boy Jorge with his March Madness type deal. Oh my, the fact that you did that with so many movies, bro.
I had to make like a true March Madness, man. It had to be 64. It had to be.
Oh my god. There were times I'm like, Jesus. But yeah, go. that's a whole lot of movies, bro.
This is true.
I mean, I know we got the time, but your sanity, my god.
I'll tell you all about it after the episode, bro. I'll tell you all about it.
But yes, thank you for joining us today. And again, let us know what y'all's top and superhero entrances. They don't even have to be superheroes. The genie entered. Fucking Shrek entered this battle.
It's true.
There was a lot of stuff going on, y'all. So let us know in the Instagram comments, or hell, even in the iTunes, Apple podcast thing.
In your 5-star review, talk about it.
Exactly. Thank you. That was a good plug.
Yes.
So remember, leave that 5-star review, and let my guests plug themselves again, because we love the good plug.
I'll let Jorge go first this time so that I don't steal all of his plugs.
Dang.
Oh, okay. So you can find myself, Jorge, on Instagram, on ask_why_not. I have the Ask Why Not page. Come join me and look at my ridiculous memes that I post and the stories that are not that fantastic, but they're occasionally good. Send me a DM about your favorite entrance, whether it's superhero or heroic person like Shrek, who's not technically a hero, but is still a hero. You know what I'm trying to say.
Oh, he's hero.
Everyone's hero.
He's America's hero.
Jasmine and I are co-hosts on a podcast called Flip It and Reverse It. Jasmine, can you tell them where to find us?
On Instagram, at Flip It and Reverse It. On anywhere you listen, you can subscribe to us so that you know when we put content out, because it's pretty
sporadic.
Sporadic is the word.
I feel that.
And my Instagram is at the real Jasmine Sherman. Every now and then I do things on my stories on there that are funny, and then I regret them and they go away, which is good. But you have to be there to catch them. And yeah, other than that, I also have a podcast called Before the Final Rose, which is reviewing all things Bachelor, Bachelorette. We're about to start into Listen to Your Heart, which is a lot of sentences that neither of these guys just understood. And that's totally fine because I'm ashamed.
Come check it out anyway.
If you don't fucks with the Bachelor Holmes, I can't fucks with you, you know?
Thank you. Can I'm going to take that sound bit and I'm going to put it in. But yeah, that's a fun podcast I do with my friend Jordan, who, as I mentioned, watched Endgame with me. So she's a special person. Oh. And that's all we got, I think, right?
Nope, yeah. We got one more thing. If you're listening,
what else do you have to play?
If you're listening to this episode, drop what you're doing. Go on iTunes right now and give Pizza Time Podcast a 5-star yes. review.
Oh, y'all gonna make me cry.
Stop playing around.
Because you know what? 4-star reviews are for people who like pineapple pizza.
No. Okay, hold up. Wrong. Hold on. Wrong. 4-star reviews are for haters. So don't hate.
Yeah. 5-star reviews are for the people with the great taste of pineapple pizza.
Yes. Yes, oh,
I just
God
want
damn
pizza
it.
Now. Gosh darn it. This happens every time.
Yeah. It comes with the name. I'm not even going to lie to you. My diet is just awful.
Hey, we ate vegetables yesterday. We can get pizza today. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to even it out. Pineapple's a fruit, and it goes on pizza. So there you go. I'm healthy.
Yeah, it works.
But yes, thank you again to Jasmine and Jorge. And I want to thank everyone for listening. I also want to send a special shout out to my new followers. I forgot y'all's name. I wrote it down somewhere. But one of y'all commented on my last post. And this next episode, I will shout you out a little better. Mostly because I really forgot to write it. I wrote it down and I lost the page. But expect a shout out next episode, y'all.
They know who they are.
Exactly. You know who you are. You said the podcast is pretty cool. And again, it's not like the most interesting thing for most people. But for me, it made my day. Thank you.
Aww. Hell yeah.
All right. So thank you once again. And remember, it's pizza time.